It's time for The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Monday, September 21st, 2020. We have 17 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have south winds, 5 to 10 knots, gusting to 15 in the afternoon. Wind waves from the south, 1 foot high at 4 seconds apart. Northwest swells, 4 feet at 9 seconds. And patchy fog is in the forecast. And today I thought I'd talk with you in a little bit more detail about the ships that we are going to see on the river today, the ships that are in the anchorage and the ships that are passing by, in a little bit more detail than I usually do, because there's some interesting things that I can tell you about bulk carriers, the most common type of ship that we see on the Columbia. But first of all, let's just take a look overall at the ships, and then I'll talk about in some detail about them. We have 3 inbounders, we have 8 in our Astoria anchorages, and we have 6 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Econ Bagot. She's a bulk carrier arriving from South Korea, headed to the Rice Island anchorage, a little bit upriver from Astoria, opposite Tongue Point on the north side of the channel. She's a wheat carrier. That is a very common cargo here. We are a huge wheat exporter on the Columbia. And she is almost 800 feet long, which puts her in the category of a certain type of bulk carrier that comes into the river. We have basically 2 types of bulkers that come into the river. They can be divided into ships that are called geared ships and ships that are called gearless ships. And the geared ships tend to be shorter, in about the 600-foot range. The gearless ships are longer, about 800 feet long. And the difference between them is that the geared ships carry... You'll see them, and you can tell them right away when you look at them. They have these big posts on deck, and those are actually cranes. At the top of each post is a booth where a person can sit and control the arm on the crane and control its actions, and that is often how bulk carriers load and unload their cargo, those geared bulk carriers. But the larger ships that don't have those cranes are called gearless. And that's because they don't have those cranes on deck, and it's because they're simply too large. And that extra couple of hundred feet on the ship makes them able to carry a lot more cargo. And so they simply can't unload or load their own cargo in an efficient manner. So they rely on shoreside gear, shoreside equipment to do that work. So these are the 2 basically different types of bulk carriers that we see on the Columbia, the geared and the gearless. And the geared ships are in that between 500 and 600 feet long, and they are the handy size bulk carriers, the workhorses of the merchant fleet worldwide. And we do see a lot of the gearless ones that are bigger here, but I would say that handy size bulk carrier is the unsung hero of the maritime industry, because those ships are all over the world carrying all different kinds of cargo. So the way that these ships, the larger ships, the gearless ships, load and unload their cargo is, say, in the case of wheat, they will pull up to a dock, open up their hatch covers, and arms will come out, like big tubes actually come out of the grain loading and unloading facility, and they use compressed air to blow the wheat into the cargo hold until they fill it up. And then on the other end, when they're delivering the cargo, they can either use something called clamshell grabs, which come down and scoop up the grain, or they'll use something called a bucket elevator. I've seen videos of this. It's a vertical, like a shaft that sets down into the cargo hold, and it has rotating buckets that scoop and scoop and scoop the grain and raise them up on a conveyor belt that then dumps them into the silo where the grain is stored. So very interesting, and they can unload quite a bit of grain very quickly with those, and so that's good for those larger ships. So that sort of gives you an idea of how that particular kind of cargo gets on and off a ship. So we're on our first inbounder. Let's get to the other 2 we have. Those are both articulated tug and barge rigs, ATB Commitment and the ATB Achievement. They're coming into the river around 12:30 p.m. One of them is around 12:30 p.m. The other one's coming in around midnight, late tonight. And they are both refined petroleum carriers, and they have... they're able to change barges pretty easily because they have a tug that is specially fitted to a special kind of barge, and there's a notch in the rear of the barge, and the tug fits behind it, and they attach to each other with a big set of hydraulic pins. It's quite interesting to look at if you ever get to be close to one. And they look a lot like a ship at sea, but they really are a tug and a barge. So let's take a look at the ships in our anchorage, our Astoria anchorages. We have 8 of them. They are a mix of gearless and geared bulk carriers. You can tell the geared ones because they have those posts on deck. The Saldana, the American Griffin, the Ocean Time, the Frontier Leader, the Yanis B, the Explorer Oceana, the Triton Seahawk, and the J.Y. London. And so as you look, if you happen to be near the river today, you can look out and say, oh, I see that one. It's got those posts on deck. That is a geared bulk carrier. And the others that do not have it, which are longer and have more hatch covers, are the gearless ones. Now, in our outbounders, we have the Viale. She's leaving Kalama. She's a geared bulk carrier leaving around 1 a.m. with wheat on board, probably past Astoria outbound around 7 a.m. outbound across the Columbia River Bar. The Seven Seas Highway is next. She's heading out of Portland around 3:30 p.m. today. We'll probably pass Astoria outbound around 9:30 p.m. And she has Toyotas on board. She probably can handle at max when she's very full about between 5 and 6,000 cars on board. And she has hydraulically operated decks inside, so they can lower or raise the height of the decks to accommodate different heights of vehicles. So they're actually quite high-tech and very versatile. But they drive their cargo on and off those ships, so they don't have to worry about having gear to particularly move the cargo there. The Ancash Queen is our next outbounder. She's a geared bulk carrier leaving Portland with wheat on board, leaving around 5 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 11 p.m. The African Kite is leaving Portland carrying wheat, leaving around 6 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around midnight, and she's another geared bulker. The Cetus is leaving Longview. She's got wheat on board, and she is a gearless bulk carrier, so a bit bigger. No cranes on deck, leaving around 6 p.m., maybe passing Astoria outbound around 9:30 p.m. The new Optima is leaving Kalama with corn, soy, or wheat on board, leaving around 11 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 4 a.m. on Tuesday, and she is a geared bulk carrier. So just a little bit of the particulars about the kinds of bulk carriers that we have on the river. Our mix of ship types today is pretty typical. Out of our 17 ships, we have 14 bulk carriers. So they are often carrying wheat, but they're sometimes carrying those dry mineral cargoes that I talk with you about, like soda ash, potash. You'll see gypsum being exported out of the Columbia River, U.S. Gypsum Plant in Rainier. Often our ships are coming in. We are a big export area, so our bulk carriers come in light and leave loaded. And if you happen to notice the ships sitting in the anchorage, they're sitting very high in the water because they don't have cargo on board yet. And the ships that are tend to be coming down river and out to sea tend to be loaded with cargo. And so they are hunkered down in the water, loaded to certain load lines that are painted on the side of the ship. There are safe load lines for each vessel, a safe level to which it can be loaded, depending on what kind of water it's in, how warm the water is, the salinity of the water. So that's another whole world of things to talk about that we can talk about on another day. So we have one car carrier and two ATB rigs. And those are our 17 ships for the day. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.